We're going to resume learning Parsha. We had taken a break for Yom Tov to look at some of the other texts, Tanakh texts that relate to Yom Tov, and now that we're back to regular Parsha Shavua, we'll come back to Parsha's Tazrim. And so I want to try something a little different tonight that we haven't done in probably a year or so, and that is to spend some time looking at the Parsha using the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer Achinuch is one of the Sifrei Mitzvos, certainly not the only Sefer Mitzvos from the days of the Gaonim and the Rishonim. There were several. The most famous, of course, is the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Two of the things that are unique about the Sefer Achinuch, though, in terms of his Sefer Mitzvos, what draw us to use it as an asset in learning Parsha Shavua. One is that, unlike other Sifrei HaMitzvos, who typically organize the Tariq Mitzvahs by some sort of topical thematic order, what's unique about Sefer HaChinuch is that he organizes the Mitzvahs by Parsha. So you can open up to Parsha's Tazria and see, here are all the Mitzvahs in Parsha's Tazria. Number two is that, moving from structure to content, that while the other Monei HaMitzvah tend to focus on the technical and halachic aspects of the mitzvah, they'll always talk about where it comes from in the Chumash. Sometimes they'll give you some of the dinim. Sometimes they'll tell you where to find the sigyus and shas. Sefer HaChinuch does those things as well, but what he adds uniquely are the Sharasha HaMitzvah. He'll speak not only about what are some of the halachic issues in the mitzvah, but he'll speak of what's the hashkafa of the mitzvah, what's the tam ha-mitzvah, how is the mitzvah supposed to help to shape me, where is the mitzvah supposed to take me. So I'd love to experiment with tonight, and perhaps this will become an ongoing part of our Limud HaParsha over the course of the coming weeks, is to spend tonight looking at the Sefer HaChinuch, to take one mitzvah from the Parsha and look at the Sharashe HaMitzvah. Look at what the Sefer HaChinuch identifies as some of the larger significance of the mitzvah. Hold on for a moment and let's share that. If you happen to have an actual physical Sefer HaChinuch handy, depending on what edition you have, this is either mitzvah Kuf Samach Ches or Kuf Samach Tes, 168 or 169. Of course, Tazria and Metzora, as we know, present us with a great amount of the halachas of a Tumah v'Tahara, various types of Tumah v'Tahara, Yoledes and Zav and Zava and so on and so forth, but the bulk of both Parshios, most of Tazria going into most of Metzora, the halachas of Tzaras. And there are a lot of dinim already. Parshas Tazria is occupied primarily with what are the halachas of a person who finds himself afflicted with tzaras, a particular type of skin discoloration. The Psukim give a lot of details. Mishnayos, Maseches, Nagam give many more details. The vast majority of skin discolorations are not tzaras. They are some issue for which you need to see a dermatologist. But the Psukim tell us that there's a very specific category of skin discolorations which are probably not a medical issue, but entirely a miraculous issue. And the Torah tells us you go to the Kohen, and this is dealt with as a halachic issue. This is a situation which generates a tumah, and the Psukim over the course of Parshas Tazria talk about how to identify whether or not a particular person has tzaras, and if he does, what are the various halachos that are going to apply to this person for the course of his state of tzaras? And the Sefer HaChinuch identifies, following the lead of the Rambam, that one of the mitzvahs aseh, one of the 248 mitzvahs aseh in the Torah, is mitzvahs inyan tumas mitzora, to put into practice when they apply these halachas of the tumah of the mitzora. If a Jew finds himself in a situation of a presumptive mitzora or a certified mitzora, keeping all of the various dinim of distance, bada yeshev, and of the tumah that applies to him, and hesker, and so on, quarantine, and so on and so forth, those dinim phrases, some of those phrases sound more familiar to us now than they did just 2 months ago. So these dinim, the applying these dinim when appropriate, are a mitzvah saseh of tumas mitzvah. So skipping down a couple of paragraphs, Sefer Chinuch, as he always does, opens with a basic definition of the mitzvah, some of the basic details, the source and chumash. When I move down to the paragraph that begins, Misharashei HaMitzvah. What are the roots? What are some of the roots of the mitzvah? Sefer Chinuch writes elsewhere that he'll always open with that letter Mem, Misharashei HaMitzvah. He never presumes to be able to give us a full picture of what are all of the themes, what is the theme of the mitzvah. But as he puts it earlier in the Sefer, he's going to theorize here at least some of the ideas that the mitzvah puts forward. Here are some of the ways in which this mitzvah can shape us. So let's take a look. Misharashei HaMitzvah. What are some of the root ideas, the root themes of the halachas of Tzaras? Now again, the halachas of Tzaras have not applied for many, many, many centuries. The Minchas Chinuch, a Lamdisha commentary alongside the Sefer HaChinuch, so he discusses whether in theory any form of Hilchos Tzaras could apply b'zman hazeh. But we usually assume that none of these dinim specifically have applied in a practical sense in probably 2,000 years or more. But the concepts behind it can be as relevant today as ever. So let's take a look. Misharashei HaMitzvah, what are some of the ideas behind the arcane seeming dinim in Parshas Tazria? Lekeboa benafshoseinu, it's to speak to very central ideas. It's to fix within our minds and hearts. Ki hashgachas Hashem baruch hu pratis al kol echad mi bnei adam. The halachas of Tzaras, keeping the halachas of Tzaras, are meant to strengthen within us the emuna in hashgacha pratis. The emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has specific hashgacha over every single human being. And what that means, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in caring for us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a personalized way, unique to each individual, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fully aware of the moral decisions, for better and for worse, of each individual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, so to speak, are focused on our paths, on what decisions we make and what trajectory, moral trajectory we lead. Kemosha Kasuv, ki einav al darche ish v'al v'chotze adav yireh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays close, caring, careful attention to each and every person. V'lochein hu zharnu l'asez leiv l'achol yara hazeh. V'lachshov ki achet garam oso. He says that that's the larger implication of the way in which we respond to Tzaras. And we recognize that it must have been caused by Chet. Chayr Amr Zuchram L'Racham. In terms of Tzaras in particular, we have Mamari Chazal that speak to what Chatam in particular may be causing Tzaras. Gemara and Erechin, Ki Bechet Lashon Har Yavau Berov. In general, not always. But other Maamar Chazal speak about other chatan that might be the cause of might be driving Tzaras. But in general, it's going to be an issue of Shmiras Halashon. I wasn't careful enough with the power of my words and the way in which they impact other people and their interactions. here's the yesod. That's a berov. Sometimes Tzaras may be driven by some other chet. But the larger concept, lo nikachenu derech mikra. Not to fall into the mistake of thinking just random stochastic chance. It doesn't mean anything. No. Yesh lanu lavo ala kohen. You come to the kohen, shehuha, why the kohen? So interesting. In the halachas of Tzaras, the kohen plays a uniquely powerful role. As a matter of fact, the Mishnayos tell us that, ironically, if you have a kohen who doesn't know Hilchos Tzaras, and you have a Levi or Yisrael who's a Talmud Chacham. The Rav in town is not a Kohen. The Rav knows all of the Tzaras. And you have a Kohen Am Haaretz. What does he know about Tzaras? So, usually you ask a Shaila to the Talmud Chacham who can pass on a Shaila. But in Negaim, you don't go to the greatest Talmud Chacham. You have to go to the Kohen. As Medan Tanam say, Sometimes you may have a koe, you're going to have two people come. The Talmud Chacham is going to come and see what the din should be. He'll assess. He'll tell the Kohen, say Tahar, say Tameh. But the Kohen has to pronounce it. Why is the Kohen uniquely involved? So as the Sefer HaChinuch explains, the significance of that halachic detail of the role of the Kohen, because he who are omed l'kaparas achotim, the Kohen's typical role in the time of Beis HaMikdash, a Jew would interact with the Kohen specifically. I come to Beis HaMikdash to bring a carbon. I come to Beis HaMikdash to seek kapara. The person I speak to is the Kohen. He's the kapara specialist. So when you have this tzaras, you have to go to the kapara specialist. Because the larger implication of that is understand if I'm suffering from tzaras, Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing this for a reason. Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending me a message. So I need to get into tshuva mode. I need to get into kapara mode, hence the presence of the Kohen. V'im chevras ha-mechaper, when I put myself into the together with the person who's usually the mechaper, ula yahar b'tshuva, that will already get me thinking. That'll spark my thinking about tshuva. Oh, the last time I had to go to a kohen, I had been mechal Shabbos b'shoge. I brought a karpon chatzis to the Beis HaMikdash, and the kohen was the one who processed that karpon chatzis for me. The kohen was the one who had overseen my kapar process. This also gets me into the mindset of this isn't only uncomfortable, awkward, what do I do with this? This is a time that calls for tshuva and kapara. Yisager ketzas yam. And he goes on to say, the fact that the mitzvah is sent to be by himself, kadesh yashiv elibo in yanav v'mitun v'yifashpesh p'masov. He's going to have time by himself to think. This was before Zoom, and before telephones, and before mail delivery. If you were Badad Yeshev, he was in Hesker, he's going to have a lot of time on his hands to think. And a chance, hopefully, to use that time, in part, to make a more careful Cheshbon HaNefesh. If I'm Yisager, stay Hesker. Psukim go on, as we'll see as Ramavra says over the course of the week. Sometimes a Jew is told you have to have a second week of Hesker, a full 14 days of being alone. Shema here, it's 14 days of quarantine. Shema here, tshuva v'lo tshuva shleim l'gamri. That's because tzaras is entirely miraculous. Just to be clear, tzaras is not COVID. Tzaras is, as Ramban writes, a miraculous phenomenon. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, if you need a second week of Hezger, that means Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, good, you began the tshuva process, but you need some more time. You have begun, but you're not yet being ambitious enough. Ki'ilu tomar al derech moshel shechashu l'achzir. For example, the Sefer Chinuch says, imagine that a Jew realized that he's stolen, that he's being dishonest, and he's ready to give back some of the money, half the money. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's good, that's progress, but you're not yet there. In such a situation where a person is ready on track, he's in process of tshuva, but isn't quite there yet, Kadosh Baruch Hu will change up the simane tuma so that when the Kohen comes back after a week, he'll say, you need a second week. Ula yashlim tshuvas to v'itar l'gamer. Maybe over the course of that second week, he can complete the tshuva process and be able to emerge tahar at the end of those 2 weeks. V'chol inyan hezgerim elu yore hashkachaso Baruch Hu al kol darchei ha'adam achas l'achas. He says the notion, it's such a fascinating perspective. Nagam is so full of detail. You learn the Psukim, Parashat Tazria, you learn the Mishnais, the 14 Prakim, Masechet Nagam. There's so many details, such a stress on this case and that case and this factor and that factor. There are so many different routes, you know, down which a tzaras process could unfold. 1 week or 2 weeks, with a Simen Tuma, without a Simen Tuma, Hesker, Mukhlat. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, oh yes, a lot of halachic detail. You know what this is supposed to mean, the larger significance of all that halachic detail? The fact there are so many different routes, so many different paths that the Mitzvah could take from beginning to end, that's the way the halachas, the system is set up. What that means is there are so many different ways that a person might choose to do or not do tshuva. And that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to respond specifically to the decisions that I make. That's the larger hashkafic significance of the halachic detail of Nagam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha not just when I have tzaras, but all the time. Kashua's hashkacha is pratis. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to respond to me in particular. It's not just broad strokes. Now, Sefer HaChinuch says, I already showed you that several of the aspects of Hilchus Negaim, the notion of Hesker, it might be 1 week or 2 weeks, and the different possible simanim, and this presence of the Kohen, that all of this speaks to the idea of Hashkacha Pratis. He says, let's take a couple of minutes just to understand this concept of Hashkacha Pratis. Because there are many different opinions that different people have about to what extent is HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved with his creatures. Because this is such a source of confusion, that's why there's so many psukim in the Tanakh that discuss this. In Chumash and in Vimixum that directly talk about Hashkacha Pratis, and in Sefer Chinuch style, there are so many different mitzvahs, so many different areas of halacha that reinforce the idea of Hashkacha Pratis. You know why? Miyoso pina gadol b'torasenu. Not only is it a source of confusion, but such a fundamental principle. This is a foundation of what we believe in. Now, the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and cares about each individual. Okay, he explains, what do I mean by confusion? What do I mean different people have different perspectives, not all of which are, Sefer HaChinuch believes, Torah true perspectives. Well, on the one hand, Yesh Kitos B'nei Adam, there are some groups of people, Yachshavu Ki Hashkachas Hashem Yisbarach, Akol Aminim Befrat, Be'en Hashem, Akol Shah Balichayim. So there are those who believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu this is a different girsa than I've been looking at before in my editions. I apologize about that. Right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sefer HaChinuch says, there are those who believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha is befrat, is specific, individualized, not only on people, but on all creatures. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, individual Hashkacha prat is on every rhinoceros, on every mosquito. V'yesh mehem, and that in fact is the approach of the Baal Shem Tov and others. V'yesh mehem kitos, yachshu kesh Hashkacha Baruch Hu, al kol inyan ha'olam bein bali chayim al kol shar dvarim. And others assumed in the other extreme even more to an extreme that Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved in not only all animals, all things. Shlo yisna eya shum davar echad katan ba'ol mazet rak b'chefta Baruch Hu uvig zei raso. That those who believed that every single HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly, not only does he maintain the system that he set up of how the Bria works and the laws of science and laws of gravity and so on and so forth, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly designed by every detail. Ad shiyachshavu ki binafol ala echad min ha'ilan hu gazar alav shipo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making, not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up, you know, a general system for how trees go through the seasons, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making an individual decision about every leaf. So he says, look, there are those who believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha Pratis on not only people, but on every animal, perhaps on every single object. And he says, that's possible, but Sefer HaChinuch doesn't think it's likely. He thinks that's unlikely. Okay. Now, in fact, the Baal Shem Tov was a believer in that very example, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making a decision about how many times each and every leaf is going to turn on the way down, from the tree to the ground. But among the major Rishonim, that's not the dominant view. The Ramban, and here the Sefer HaChinuch, he says, they don't think it's Kfira, then it's fine, then they don't think it's likely. Then he says, but Yesh Kitos, on the other extreme, Yesh Kitos rose, there are evil, inappropriate groups. Yach Shavu Shalo Yasim Hashkachas Baruch Hu Klal, V'chol Yonai Omal Shafal. There are those who are absolute, as he goes on to say, absolute kofrim, heretics. But then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not involved with this world at all, this lower world. Bein banashim of b'shar balei chayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't really in taking care or interested in people or anything else going on in this world. Who das hakofrim? That's apikursus. To deny that Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware and involved in this world, ra umar. That's an evil and bitter approach. Interesting pair of adjectives there. It's wrong and it's evil. It's kfira. It's also mar. It's very bitter. So lonely to think that we lead meaningless lives, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that what we do doesn't really matter, that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really care. That's not only wrong and kfira, but a very sad way to live. Is that anachnu balei hadas ha'amitim, lefi masha shamati, according to what I received from my Rebbeim, Sefer Hechinuch says, and nasim hashgachaso baruch hu al kol minei balei chayim bechlal, we understand a middle approach. That Kadosh Baruch Hu has a general hashgacha on the species of animals. Kol min min haminim hanivraim ba'olam yiskayem lo'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu has an interest in make sure that different species endure until he wants them to go extinct. Hashgachaso yim tzakim l'chal davar. As the Kadosh Baruch Hu set up a system of science, Kadosh Baruch Hu created principles of physics and chemistry and biology through which all the details of the physical world play out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hashkacha on species of animals, a more specific hashkacha on species of animals, but individual hashkacha pratis is only human beings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a specific hashkacha pratis on each and every person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and cares about each and every one of our decisions. And he says, and there are many, many psukim. Chenki ba'al migidolenu, that's our tradition from earlier generations, in Tarsha Balpeh, the gamin tzal zahar beksuvim, yoru kia inyinkein. And it's clear throughout the Tanakh. And he goes, so he says, this notion of hashkacha pratis, that the purpose of creation is humanity. And as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly, personally involved in each and every one of our lives, knows what we're up to, and responds accordingly, and takes care of each and every one of us. So then you understand, all this notion of Hashgacha Pratis on human beings is reinforced, among other places, by the notion of Tzaras. Shelo yikachenu derech mikra. The concept, and again, even when one's not suffering from Tzaras, which as we said, something that hasn't, a phenomenon that has not existed probably in over 2,000 years, but the notion shall yikachenu derech mikra. If things happen, I don't just chalk it up to chance. But I understand that I need to respond, not only do I need to respond to the physical issue, but I need to respond to what may be the underlying spiritual causes of events that come my way. And to believe, as he closes this paragraph, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is aware of my bad choices, is certainly aware of my good choices. Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is aware of my past decisions, will certainly be aware and be very attuned to tshuva that I and growth that I engage in going forward. So this is, again, it's a remark that the content, I think, is both timeless and timely. Hashgacha Pratis and Hashgacha Pratis, particularly think about Hashgacha Pratis in the context of challenging things that happen to us as Yechidim and as a Tzibur. And also to begin to think about the whole approach of the Sefer HaChinuch, to look at an era of Parsha, the way he transformed Parsha Tazria and Tzora. Often we think of it sort of like sort of the most arcane, like what is this supposed to mean? There's so many details. What am I supposed to make of this? It's not Nogei Lamaisa. It's often hard to get into. That's a legitimate feeling to have. And the Sefer HaChinuch takes that and turns on its head. From being sort of arcane and unrelatable, Tazria becomes incredibly central to the way we think about life, the way we think about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we recognize the significance of our decisions, looking back at past decisions, and the incredible value that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds in every single one of our decisions and our strivings to change and to improve going forward. So hopefully this will help to shape our learning of Parshat Tazria and Metzora over the course of the week. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming in. And we will, Mitzvah, continue on Tuesday night to take a look at Ramban.